Good to be with you, each and every one of you, once again. And no matter where you hear this, we know that the audios that we do are played and played again and shared. And who knows where they are around the world today. But I can tell you this. No, I haven't compromised on truth in terms of telling you what the world that you face, the spiritual warfare battle that you face, is all about. And I just have to tell you that it is quite real. I'm kind of approaching the whole thing in an asymmetrical way, though. We are returning. I took almost a month. It's almost been a month since we kind of put an end to the weekly Spirit Talk Sunday. So that's coming back, and it's all coming back as we've finished this journey, and as we finish up this time of prophetic understanding, this time of, if you will, filling the well. Had a chance to do quite a few musical tracks, looking at different things. The one that you don't really know right now is called Babylon U, and it's where I'm starting to, in a sense, prophesy poetically within the music, using this dub format, which is kind of interesting. But the two are in my mind, wedded, kind of like a march, you know. A military will march into battle to drums and horns and or a funeral march. All these have music. Music conveys emotion. Combining with that, then the walk in prayer. But I can tell you this. The journey that how the Father speaks to me has been through things like emotions in compositions of music, where I would be weeping over something that I would hear or be led to play. Because I say led to play because a lot of the passages I have not heard before. And it has been another way of communication with the Lord, with the eye. And the eye, you know, yes, some people take it a little far. I heard some tracks called Hashishin about Muslims and the Hashishin hashish assassins. And basically the mullahs who would be kind of the overseers, and then the ultimate bliss, which ultimately had to do with a spiritual sojourner going beyond pilgrimage, going beyond jihad, going beyond, this is going to shock you, I think, going beyond jihad, going beyond pilgrimage, going beyond this didactic, perverted use of the law. Oh, yeah, there are ethics in Islam, ethics in Hinduism, ethics in Christianity, ethics in Judaism. Oh, no, in Judaism they have the Talmud. They rape little boys. No, that's not, they don't advocate pedophilia. I've looked at it. I see how it could be mistaken for that, but that's just people that are really zealous about, replacement theology or something. I don't have time for that. To be honest with you, the ultimate in spiritual warfare isn't just being good and abiding by the law. There's something beyond the law, which is called, becoming like the Word. But always having God out there. Well, anyway, so the journey, the spiritual journey, I mean, there's the assassins. There are people flinging themselves off cliffs into the abyss because they know there's magic and sorcery going on at the level just after you leave the law and you start heading toward what you think is God. And then there's all the magic and the powers and all that stuff. And then beyond that even, there is this notion that I am God. There is nothing but the I am. And that, of course, is why it gets steeped. That is why the seeker in so many faiths, and this is true, of course, in Taoism, in Hinduism, in Buddhism, There's a certain block. There's a certain place that one gets to. Now, I'm talking to spiritual seekers here. I'm not talking about those of you who like prophecy smack and you just want to look at the news and scare yourselves to death and basically say, I'm waiting for the Lord, and then he's going to come down here like on a magic carpet, and he's going to put down all the evil, and we're going to live happily ever after. I mean, those of you who want to look at it that way, fine, but there's a much deeper level to all of this. And I'm not sure that you're ready for that. So many of you have just, it's interesting, you know, in the most seeking time, the most amount of information I've ever received is over this last month. But I doubt seriously that you're going to want to hear what I have to say, because it would be an adjustment in your thinking, an adjustment in your paradigm. You know, there's the fundamental feel-bad Christianity. Fundamental feel-bad Christianity. That is, people rack with guilt. I'm no good. I can't live up to Christ. Look what he did for me. I'm a rotten sinner. And I guess I'll trudge along a pervert and I'll keep doing perversions because I just can't within myself get to that place of bliss, that place of accomplishment, that place of a spiritual anointing, that place of where the prophets walk, that place that is within kingdom within you, that place that is bliss with the Lord, that is already accomplished. I'm going to trudge along miserable sinner. Oh, God, I just had some sex. Oh, I just drank. I injected my... Whip me, beat me, whip me, beat me. Pervert, 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 pervert. This is the land of the pervert. Why, oh, why does the Baptist convention, when it rolls into town... oh, why is the porno bill in the hotel higher than any other convention? And this is by at least twice or three times. Why is that? I can tell you why. Because the perverted laws given by people, the perverted clamped down religion that no one can live up to, the perverted deny every pleasure there is and whip yourself mentality that comes back from the Middle Ages. Most of you are in that. Oh, don't think that they Baptists are different from you. That most of Christendom is there in that. What do you want to be, a Satanist, a libertine? Most of Christendom simply, there just isn't a whip big enough for them to whip themselves and say they're no good. And that becomes a part of their excuse for their miserable, perverted lives. Well, yeah, they're harboring all kinds of perversions because it's not right. Jesus doesn't like it. Suppress comes back. That which is suppressed comes back stronger. And they become worse than they were before. And they go, and every once in a while they hear a victory in Christ, a victory testimony. And that person giving that victorious testimony is just so utterly better than everybody listening that many just can't stand it and have to turn it off. Because they know they're never going to be a good Christian like that. My God, their whole life was turned around. They got off drugs. They did this. Brother, you just have to pray and it's all right. I know a lot of people that not only pray, but they become leaders in these churches. And they're more perverted than ever. And enter in the... You think Ted Haggard, head of the Evangelical Church, president, guest at the White House, one of the honored citizens of the world... And a pervert. Okay, do you think that he's an isolated incident? No, he is the logical conclusion of his religion. He is the logical conclusion, and he is the norm. And there are many like him who are leaders in the church, just like him. They're not busted yet. Just like that New Life Church should have been shut down. I told them this. They should shut it down. And, either disband it or start over with righteous people if they can, but they would have to have a different concept. And that concept would be, you know, competing to be the uber Christian is just a way that leads to nothing but perversion. And it's so interesting, every once in a while you get someone on the blog who's really stuck way back there in that whole mentality of whip me, beat me, be, you know, don't find out I'm a pervert, but then let me go ahead and judge and browbeat everybody about what a super Christian really is and how you're not living up to it. Boom, 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 take that, take that, take that, take that, take that, everybody. Usually that's harboring somebody that's not even on the walk themselves. These are the lawgivers. Every religion has them. The Jews had the Pharisees. And even the rabbis that were not spiritual. In Islam, you have the mullahs. In Buddhism, you have the high priests. The Hinayana priests. In Hinduism, you have the Brahmins. Need I go on? May I prove my point? And so, you know, a lot of this, like what I hear on WWCR, you know, we were there. But a lot of the people that called in, I got, to be honest with you, were crazy. They were trapped in this schizophrenia of religion. A total mind control, sort of, you know, hang it up, hang it all on the religion, and then go around judging everybody and being a pervert yourself and thinking you're oh so holy because you've got an inside track with Jesus. I have to tell you something. You're pathetic and you're nowhere and you have no inside track because inside you're filthy. On the outside, as Jesus would say, and before I get to that, I have something from Ezekiel 32 that I need to go on regarding the lamentation of the fall of Egypt. Fall of Egypt. And the comparison to the fall of America, which has come because the religion doesn't work, because Christianity failed. Did God fail? No, of course not. God's judgment is Christianity today. That's his laughter. And no, it's not all right. Most of these churches in America should be disbanded and shut down totally because they're not spiritual. They're carnal. And basically, they're consumed with outside ethics, but there's not really, you know, for everyone they parade in front of the congregation, he's had a real spiritual regenerative. They get the guy in prison, right, and do his testimony to inspire everybody. But then they go right along with their dumb lives and keeping their Satanism in check. Satanism, i.e. perversion, i.e. pedophilia, i.e. ritual satanic abuse, i.e. the way of the world, i.e. conformity, i.e. the way Babylon is, or the Babylonian rules for societal living upon the earth, and the head of that is always going to be the gatekeeper, the ruler of the world. Now, the ruler of the world would like to loose the bands of the law and have you be libertines, but he would like you to imbibe and cherish the pleasures of life, sex, whatever sex you want to go, without guilt, wine, to whatever extent, the high-end cars, Ferraris and Aston Martins, wanting to be a beautiful person with the gowns and the couture, haute couture of Paris, wanting you to want it, to want to be a part, to win the girl, to drive around in a limousine, to go to the racetrack, the charity ball, to be invited to the presidential soiree at the White House. And all these people that are the gatekeepers of all these things, there's not all these people, there's only one. There's only one system. There's a gatekeeper to the White House. There's a gatekeeper to the beautiful people of the social people, a gatekeeper to becoming a film director or even a general in the army. Or whatever your dream is. You see, some of us never really did dream of those things, and we would be considered losers. I remember when I was dabbling in Nichirenism, Buddhism, you know, Nam-myoho Renge Kyo chant, which is basically a saying that the Gohonzon is the absolute. This is some written physical document. It would be kind of like praying to the Bible. Oh, don't laugh. I know a lot of people that pray to the Bible just like that. They make their chants. Lord, in your word you said this, you can't be wrong, so therefore I am going to be doing X. And then X doesn't happen, and then I, who is not really an I, loses faith. So we're going to be dealing now with the nitty-gritty. And to wit, I have given you several words over the time of my absence. And, you know, I just have to say this. Yes, you need to correspond with me. You write me, Zephnet, whatever, you, hey you, whatever, 5 Bisbee Court. That's 5 Bisbee Court, 109. 5 Bisbee Court, 109, Box 16, Santa Fe, New Mexico, 87508. Because we put the word out, the word the Lord gives, and we put music out, and we put written words out, and it is a, we're coming back to a very hefty radio schedule very soon, which will be live. And we do count on your help, because without that, obviously, you know, I would have to go to another country. And I would go offline immediately, obviously. So we'll see, you know. One of the reasons I had to go partially now is just because the truth that we give is the truth I'm not finding anywhere else, really, but everyone knows. So my life's in danger. And so I expect there to be some kind of like, okay, if I'm going to walk this spiritual path and bring you up to date as we go forward, you know, how can I do this with a bunch of people who are distracted every 5 minutes by whatever moves on the internet, by whatever latest prophetic warning? Oh, tomorrow the sky is falling. Let me tell you something. That is a form of spiritual walk. But when I get all these, you know, it's just like the daily news. They make their living by scaring people. Oh, there could be a depression tomorrow. Oh, this could happen tomorrow. Oh, that could happen tomorrow. If we look in the news today, we see that they're still arguing over Iraq. Australia is going to aid Darfur peacekeepers. Afghan officials recover the body of a second hostage. And a general sees a few more years in Iraq. Roberts had a stroke or some mini stroke or had a seizure, and now he's back. Oh, no worries. The Chief Justice will not let you down. All right? And life goes on. America will be attacked, will be nuked. Well, America has been attacked. The biggest attack that has come has been on the dollar and on the lifestyle of Americans and the destruction of the middle class. This has been accomplished. Did anybody care? Of course not. Of course, they're too distracted. They run after this one. Maybe Steve Quayle's got something. I love to kick him. Boom! Kick that dog. Oh, but he's your brother. Oh, yeah. He's my brother in another life, you know. If I were a Satanist, I guess he'd be my brother, right? But I mean, poor guy. My God, you got to feel sorry for people like that, and you got to feel sorry for all these people that are doing this Christian thing. Whip me, beat me. Let me whip you and beat you. This is the real spiritual walk. They say on the what? On this show or that show? I listen. They have the experts come on and say, you got to really think about it this way. You're not really getting to it. I'm going to be getting to it. But what's been revealed to me will not make you happy. Make some people very happy. My news is liberating, not constricting. So if they're really going to attack America, then by all means, you have every reason to jump on the spiritual walk now and get to where you've got to go, because the gatekeeper, the satanic forces, are there locked up, you know, on the borderline, trying to make sure you don't get across. And they run the religions, and they run the internet religion, and they run all the hysterical prophecy. Oh my God, the sky's falling! Well, all that means is, let me tell you something, the sky is falling. I'm going to be dead because I'm getting older and I'm going to die. Can you believe that? I'm going to be dead. I drove the car. Someone crashed. So therefore, all the more reason to get free. And what does getting free really mean? What does getting free really mean? You know, I just cannot imagine that you would want to go through. I mean, we can go through this. Ezekiel 32. For thus saith the Lord God, the sword of the king of Babylon shall come upon thee. By the swords of the mighty will I cause the multitude to fall, the terrible of the nations, all of them, and they shall spoil the pomp of Egypt, and the multitude thereof shall be destroyed, the greatest nation on earth. In other words, the Lord, I point this out because obviously the strong are used to flay those who are living in, for example, the decadence of Egypt. You reap what you sow, obviously. And if you sow to decadence, your civilization will collapse and there will be, the king of Babylon will come after you. In a very real sense, Western civilization is like the Egypt of old. And, you know, the whore of Babylon and Babylon itself, or the westernized system, also the East, is really just the world system of the world. And it has reached a point of ripeness and will collapse of its own weight. Whether or not there's some faction of the North, Russia, whether or not, you know, oh, looking by, it says right here in his word, we will not attack Iran. We're already at war with Iran, already being attacked, already covert ops. There are already sorties being flown, bombs being dropped, people being killed already. So I guess that thing went out the window for those who are sticking to the word. You see, the word doesn't mean anything if you're not okay. There was a great lamentation for Egypt after she fell, just like later on, the greatest civilization of all time, the Egyptian civilization, collapsed and people lamented. Just as in the book of Revelation, we see that the mighty men, the rich men, you know, the traders of the earth, who were just absolutely dumbfounded that the Babylonian system has fallen, and that everybody has just been amazed that in such a short period of time it's all fallen, and the merchants of these things which are made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in one hour, so great riches has come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many trade by the sea stood afar off. See, they all have to stand afar off. They're all out of country and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city? And then cast the dust in their heads, and they cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, a great city wherein were made rich. You see, now, but the word is telling us, rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. That's the most important statement in Revelation 18. It's verse 20. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye apostles and prophets. Because really, the brethren gets divided down to apostles and prophets. The people working in the word, people dividing the word, or the prophets. As Paul said, I would that you prophesy. Meaning that, you know, most of whenever you talk about spiritual things, you are prophesying. You're in the office of prophet. Clothing the poor, visiting the people, all those, you know, visiting the prisoners and things like that, doing the work. And most of these, I like to call these people apostles. Apostles and prophets, and a prophet can be an apostle and vice versa. But basically, the teachers. When someone really teaches a word, he's really prophesying in part. And he's teaching in part, doing the work. Anyway, we're apostles, we're prophets, we're workers in the word. Well, how can you be an apostle or prophet if you're sitting there in fear and you're still a pervert? You know, the walk is designed. It's not for you to, you go, oh, well, Paul was such a great apostle. I'd be happy if I could get to that level. My friend, if you don't go beyond Paul, you failed. If you don't go beyond Peter, you have failed. If you don't go beyond Jude, you have failed. If you don't go beyond John, you have failed. If you don't go beyond Jesus, you have failed. Failed. And you can go ahead and die, and you can have a defensive walk which is, well, at least I'm not going to go to hell. I'm so great. I'm going to be in the throne of God. It's win-win, baby. Well, maybe, you know, you won't hear the news you want to hear on the other side of the veil of death. You may not be so happy on the other side of that death when you're shown your real life condition, when you're shown all the opportunities that you had to advance, but because of fear of man, you held back and you remained a religious person. You held back and remained in your religion. And your religion prevented you from going to God. You wanted to go to God, but you never reached Him. A lot of people like to say, well, God has not seen, no one has seen God at any time. And the only thing I can say to that, well, did you see Jesus? Have you had a vision? Did you go in the Spirit? He's not invisible. God is not invisible. Seeing a manifestation of the Shekinah or something on those lines, the creative power will kill you if you look on it and all that. Well, you're going to have to go beyond that and go ahead and kill yourself. You're going to have to go ahead and let God kill you then, because you must see God. You see what I'm saying? You must go to the throne of fire and walk into that fire, or you failed. Or you failed. You must see God, or you failed. No one has seen God at any time. Me thinks that there is, that has to be interpreted on this level. Because they did see Jesus, and John himself wrote that God dwelt among us. He was the Word made flesh. He is Christ. Okay, well, that was fine. That was a couple thousand years ago. That's fine. But the ascended Christ is a physical and spiritual glorified being and appears and disappears at will and is very anxious to lead you to be like Him. So that when you step in the I, there is no multiplicity, no separation. You are just the I am. The I am is you. And there is no you. It's just the I. That's it. Well, who am I then? Well, all created things, all matter, all forms, all dimensions. Everything that is created is not separate from God. Are you separate from the I? If you're separate from the I, then you can never be in the I am. Then I suppose you would deny the wisdom in the Bible, which is John 17. God is one in you. You are one in God. There is no, in other words, so where are you then? There is just the I am. And in that, we have to go to the Apostle Paul, St. Paul saying, all things are permissible for me, but not all things are profitable. All things are permissible. All, it didn't say some things, all things. There's a point beyond when you are just there where you don't have to keep going back and checking and all this. You know, I see a lot of you that were just made into different people. I mean, the last... Your heart is where your treasure is. So if your heart is on the spiritual, then you're not exactly pining to go to Las Vegas. And I know most of you are not. You're not, you know, pining and moaning that you don't have the latest fashion coming out of Madison Avenue mind control bondage think tanks designed to make people very stupid. So there you are. You're not beholden to what someone thinks about you, or whether or not you know you got look. I know you. You people are very hard-headed. You're very stubborn. You're very distracted. You have a very short attention span. Very seldom. I mean, anything that grabs your interest online, you run here, you run there. You don't really have you know, just based on feedback, you don't have a tremendous loyalty. You're running here, you're running there. When my friend, stop your running. Where you are blessed, then, you know, participate and give where you're blessed. It's a give and take. If you don't want, I mean, look what happened to Frank Whalen, an earnest seeker of truth who turned down publicly the Skull and Bones. You'd think that you would get, you know, more people would tune in. But not enough tuned in, and he was now on another network. And if you let this network down, then I guess he'll be gone. You know, and but then please, please never complain to me about the Steve Quayles and the Coast to Coast and and all the whole UFO cult and the Guy Malones and all this stuff. Don't complain about and the Patty Herons and the who else is out there. All these people that have a vested interest in keeping you running around the little track like a little rat, around and around and around and around in a circle. The professional Christians, and you know, focus on the rapture. I guarantee you, focus on the rapture, you're going to be dead, dead as a doornail, because that's an external focus. And right now, you're in trouble within yourself, because you're not in the eye. And since you're not in the eye, you are not walking in the Spirit, my brother. You know, if you come into a situation where you're like, you know, the only way to be is like Elijah or Enoch, eh? And as Elijah, the prophets of Baal, we laugh at the prophets of Baal. People, you know, who want to diss us, they better be very careful because they fall right and left. Spiritual warfare of Elijah. Oh, no, that's too judgmental. That's violent. That's witchcraft. No, Elijah was not doing witchcraft when he calls upon the Lord to take the 50 out, another 50 out, and however many you got to take out so that Elijah can walk his walk free of Jezebel. Thank God that Elijah only had to rely on the Lord and not on you people, huh? And not on me. Because we would have let him down, yes? We would have let him down. Just like the disciples let Jesus down. So it's a let down, let down, let everyone let down. But I'm here to tell you that Enoch and Elijah, walking in the true spirit, not afraid to go confront the people of the powers that be and say, hey, you know, you're living in the carnal, mind-controlled delusion of your own little fantasy world, and already your children, and already your women have already got other lovers. And you're already being slated for your coffin, my friend. How do you like that? Won't you come on and walk with us? Won't you come on and put your money where your mouth is? We would have a physical... No, I'm not. This word that I have, my testimony, just my breath. Just me. It's just me. It's just me. It's just what's in me. There it goes. There's nothing else. There's no conjuring. There's no studying for some exam here, or no giving you some cockamamie theory about how you should look at the word and go, hey, I really feel. That's just like going into, you'd be better off taking a crochet class. Then you can go, hey, learn crochet, or go take a music class. I was looking at a book on music theory for guitar, and I can tell you that book would take you a long time to learn all that. But I seek to learn because God speaks to us through musical notes. And I've sought to share some with you. I haven't shared Babylon U yet, but it was another little exercise. And the first time that I mentioned Elijah, the first time I used some poetry, the first time we had a background that says Babylon, Babylon. Yeah, baby, you belong to Babylon. You belong to Babylon. You belong to Babylon. And as you continue in your need for prophecy smack, and no, you know, I'll put the guess on. I mean, when we're back, I hope that, you know, what I'm really interested in is the things of the Spirit, and if this whole idea of seeing these amazing things that Yahweh shows us and then talking about them amongst the brethren, about what's happening, like about my talk with Greg Colson about, you know, going from this form of a chrysalis to a butterfly, and that this is all a birth process to a higher dimensional level. And it happens, you know, it happens because God is doing it. We are very much in flux or in process. This is not reality, and we are not finished. If we are a work in process, then the world is a work in process. You understand? Understand that. If we are a work in process, then the world is a work in process. Then it is not fixed. Well, thank God, because how many like to say, I got my little castle, I got here, finally I've arrived. Arrived at what? Time keeps ticking. You haven't arrived at anything. You keep slipping, sliding away down the river. Time is running short, and you still have failed as a spiritual being. You have failed to come into spiritual relationship. You have failed to step into the eye of the hurricane. You have failed to come close to your God. You have failed to hear his voice. You have failed to walk the walk and talk your talk. You have failed. You know, you don't have to be a weenie wagger, satanic ritual abuser, occultic under Jezebel's thumb, you know, masturbator in order to be damned or to have killed yourself. To be in that occultic relation, in other words, to have broken on through the other side, whatever. With the use of sex, drugs, whatever it is. You don't have to be in that to have damned yourself. Simply failing to go to God. Simply failing to walk the walk. Simply failing to walk in spirit. Simply failing to become Elijah. If that's your, whatever it is. Whatever it is, it's written. However the word is written for you. Whatever the divine plan is. Having failed to go with your divine plan. With what God had for you. Having failed. Doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. Because you thought of what other people thought. Because you worried about your job. Because you worried about your family. Because you had fears and concerns. Because you wanted to make sure you were doing it right. So you didn't want to make a mistake with the word. So you were really careful to find teachers who would divide the word. You wound up with the likes of David Eales and others. And you said, well, what am I missing here? What you're missing is you're going around and around in circles. The end of his talk is, we'll all be together one day. Won't that be great? And I'm just multiply him by all the people on W. The whole thing, just multiply those kind of people by everything. He doesn't have the answer. And the other Bible teachers, I wish I had some other, you know, names to throw out there. But, you know, the John Haggies of the world, there's no difference between someone like a Haggie and someone online saying, I preach, so I've been in this Bible all my preaching the word. You know, where's it going? Gather around for it. Here, we're all going to be gathered together and we're going to escape wrath. We're not going to have a rapture, but we're going to escape wrath. We're going to have a rapture. We're not going to have a rapture. We're going to have a rapture. We're not going to. And meanwhile, we're all happy to know that we're all in the group. Everything's fine. Meanwhile, fornication, jumping on the other guy's wife, all this stuff going on in the nice little group because people can't sit still. Because if they're not walking the spiritual way, if they're not really receiving the light of God, if it's not coming in and pouring in, if that light is not filling them up completely, if that spirit is not completely, utterly suffusing them, where they don't need to listen to teachers go, yes, the word is, and here's something new that you ought to think about. I got a new theory here, and that means that very soon, this is going to happen. This Israel is going to really fall away, but then there'll be another Israel, and that's really going to be God's Israel. Come on! You still doing that? Oh, how they'd write. Remember one woman named Rosemary something or other, and she would just write reams of just didactic bullshit, just chastising everyone and browbeating them and scripture thumping them to death. To the point where it's like, lady, do you breathe? Do you live? You're just as dead as the people that you complain about. Oh, well, yes, eventually, sure. You're going to be on your deathbed. You'll have plenty of time when you're sick to think about the Lord. But let me tell you something. The people walking in God, walking in the I am, that light, that truth, that power. We're walking around. It's available now. It's available to you to get into the Spirit. Having a sensuous relationship with God. Maybe that'll do it for you. Writing God Love Song. I know some women, they kind of fall in love with Jesus like a lover. Well, whatever it takes, whatever God needs. I'm certainly not against sex. I'm certainly not against the affairs of the heart, the heart falling in love, and the things that happen, the human condition. I'm certainly having to work with that. I can't just deny it and suppress it, or I will become a pervert. I will become a Ted Haggard. And I just use him. Unfortunately, I don't have like thousands of other names of people I've seen that have done the same thing, but who weren't famous. I can list off this chapel, this church, that church, these people, those In fact, the whole thing is like that. It's death. Christianity is nothing but one big mausoleum of death. It's one big, the lawgiver is keeping you in a little cage. Well, you know, you get to a point where all things are permissible. Do you pray to anyone? No, I don't. I am God. I heard that statement yesterday. You know, I don't have as much of a... I don't have as much of a problem with that statement as I have with people that are living in this sort of didactic, browbeating, dumb, idiot, Bible-thumping, stupid, false sense of security, security blanket of religion, which is really definitely not just, it's not an opiate. It's the straitjacket of people's spiritual lives. It literally keeps people in a straitjacket. You must push on to the farther shore. You know, I don't care if I have to lose every single person in a talk. It's really not even about gathering people anymore for me. I've learned that, you know. I'm not a trained SEAL. I'm not going to show up every week and have a show just because, you know, you might support it. If you want to support it, then support it. We never really went away. Just we changed. What happened is the change is coming to you. In other words, do you want to change? Do you want to walk in the truth and life spirit? Do you want to tap those regions of your DNA which are divine? Do you not self-will, but His will. Does He want to unfold that whole mystery of dormant DNA? Absolutely. How in the world do you think there would be people that would be anointed to go to and fro and to walk as Elijah today? Who couldn't be killed? How would that happen? Don't you want to browbeat us with the Bible some more? I said, no, I don't really need the Bible. There's a certain point. I mean, yeah, you know, I've been through it and I go into the Word where the Lord tells me to go into the Word, but in no means have I ever told you to worship the Bible. People stuck in Bible worship, there's the end of their spiritual walk right there. They go no further. They go, oh, I have a nice little theory. I was telling you, you know, like the Bible teachers, people think they're in a nice little comfort zone with the Word, and that the Word is no, the Word meaning the Bible is no comfort zone. If you don't move beyond that and integrate the Word, if you don't realize that you are, the Word is written in your heart, and then you are that, well, then the Word failed to reach you because the Word is a springboard. It is not something staid and static. That you just bask in and it becomes like your TV set, a comfort zone. That's not what the Word is. It's designed to inspire you forward. You know, the people that sit around arguing Scripture for their lives, you know, and these I can see these Jews, oy vey, you know, and they keep these rabbis back and forth and back and forth, the Pharisees, right, arguing what it really means. And that's their life. I feel sorry for them. They never get the things of the Spirit. They never get what Jesus taught. And certainly, the picture of the church, we don't have this. They knew the Word. There wasn't this going back over and arguing over this or that. They knew the Word. And there was just the changes in understanding what the Bible said or the Scriptures said happened as a direct result of them changing. And if you're not changing, if you're not developing, if you're not growing, then you are what? Miserable. You're in a rut. You haven't changed. You keep going back to the old books and other people, and they have the answer, and they have the answer, and they have... Who are you? Do you exist? Do you have anything? The answer is yes. You are created by God, the divine God. Does He create shit? Are you a piece of shit? Answer, no. Would the religion like you to be feeling that way, like a piece of dung, I should say, because shit is maybe kind of too strong for some people. Just like the Word is too strong, eh? It's too strong. Spiritual generation is not simply getting off drugs and helping out the boys' club or going down to the prison and delivering Bibles to people. That's a very nice thing to do, or taking care of the poor. That's beautiful. But too many people do that. They think they fulfilled their obligation to God, which is to not just know your Maker. That's a subject-object relationship. That's not good enough. You failed. Religion may be widows and orphans and taking care of the poor and the prisoners and so forth. But spirituality, the spiritual walk, is changing, developing, growing, going on the sojourn to God to the point where there's no need for a sojourn anymore. You see, beyond it all, if there's nothing separate from the I, then that's it. There's your answer. You are still a you. You have failed. You are simply going to be seduced by every... And you know, a lot of these people are very well-intentioned, the people I've, you know, mentioned today. I'm sure they're very well-intentioned, all of them. They don't want to get up and hurt anybody. But they should step down as teachers because they don't have anything to teach that's going to get someone beyond and to onto the path of God. It's going to stop right there and have, you know, yeah, we're all going to wait around and we're all the same. And eventually, you know, it's consensus. It just, they just never get anywhere. Enter in so many guests I've had. I really, 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 really am not going there again. Because now I'm kind of weaned off. I realize if you're gone for 5 minutes, you people, you go down something else. I guess we're all the same, huh? I'm not the same. I was not made the same as everyone else. They may all be kind of on the same thing. Well, they want to gather people and then hold them. And then, you know, so they'll tell you the news. What was it? True news. The guy regurgitates the news. And says we're on the path. Well, no, good for him. He's an entertainer. But it has very little to do with spirituality. Dragging the prophets out for once again saying, yeah, I think this time America's really, really going to get it. Yeah, that's not spirituality. That's not coming close to the Lord. Yeah, you better get right with God. What does that mean? Your days are numbered. Well, I already have Jesus. So what? I love the Lord Jesus. So what am I missing here? You believe Jesus coming back in the flesh and that you're going to be raptured? I don't know. Be honest now. Well, it looks like you're not born again. You better get in here and say Hail Mary 50,000 times. Or rather, I'm sorry, if you're an evangelical, you better give me some money right now. And you better get in that word. You better memorize your scriptures and we're going to have a quiz. And then you can go around and browbeat other people how great they are. Hey, listen. You want to know how accurate I am on the word? Just look me up on the internet and look at the people who complain about me having, quote, new age ideas changing constantly or whatever. New ager. A new ager. Because, you see, and what I realized was to the people on that level, what makes them so angry about my testimony and the word that I speak, and, you know, having come from, I've had great experience with the Satanists and their whole way, which would be, I guess, New Agers, at least the Love and Light people. I just tell you, all the Love and Light people, every single one of them, are slaves to the satanic system. Every one of them. And they don't talk about that end of it. Okay, end of story. That's all you have to know. And that's not me. Cult leaders have to gather people, not repulse them as I do. If you speak the word truthfully, you're going to piss off people because they don't really want it. In other words, and then there's all these kind of teachers that have, oh, well, you know, you have to get in the right vibration of love. And then, you know, that unfolds your destiny. And then it sounds, and that's very much like the UFO cults, which is new. That is the New Age cult, which is basically drop the idea of, you know, ego, drop the idea of needing to have monogamous sex. And realize that sex is for healing. You know, in other words, the pleasures. And it's a quasi thing of what the Lord is saying. You have to get to the point of being free to do any pleasure you want. You must get to this point. And before you start going crazy trying to understand what I'm saying, let me just clue you in. You have no liberation in Christ unless all things become permissible, unless you get to the point where nothing is forbidden. In other words, you don't focus on the law. The test would be is there any transformation? Jeremiah says in Jeremiah 17, the human heart is deceitfully wicked, and who can know it? In other words, can people know it? Most people, when their hearts are wicked, they don't know it. If everyone's heart is wicked, they don't know it. If everyone's a Satanist, there is no Satanism. But what does that have to do with the liberation in Christ? In Christ, all things are permissible for me. Not all things may be profitable. But I have not a problem going and reading the Quran. I don't have a problem in going and reading the Lotus Sutra. I don't have a problem in reading the Mahabharata. I don't have... Oh, you've never read those? I have no problem reading the Upanishads. I have no problem reading Bertrand Russell's philosophy. I have no problem attending a class on atheism. I have no problem in going to A Course in Miracles. I have no problem going to the Urantia Foundation meeting. I have no problem in taking a drink of whiskey. I have no problem smoking a cigar or a cigarette. I don't have any problem if I want to take drugs. I have no problem. I'm not going to take drugs because I don't want to. I'm not going to go to the orgy because I don't want my desire is fulfilled. You see, when my desires are fulfilled, when I'm drinking in the Spirit of God, I don't have to worry about, oh, you better be good, you better be nice. This, you're making a list and counting twice, Santa Claus. Is God Santa Claus? For God's sake, are we still on that? Are we still there? You don't have to worry about salvation. If you worry about it, maybe you don't have it. I mean, what, you don't even know what salvation is. So how would you, I'm worried about my salvation. You mean your afterlife? That you won't have a bad afterlife? Well, do you know that every single culture in the world is worried about the afterlife? That they want, I better be good here because, you know, I don't want to come back as a frog. I don't want to go to the 10,000 hells that await in the Bardo state, the Tibetans might say. So I'm going to torture myself and be of the law, because in Tibet there's a law. In India, there's law. Oh, heavy law. Heavier than Western religion by a long shot. Oh, Western kids don't know that. They just want to go worship the Bhagwan and have sex. Well, of course they want sex. Of course, you see, they want the message that everything is permissible. Do what thou wilt. Get over your hang-ups. Get over your insecurities. Just imbibe and indulge in all these things. And what happens is, unfortunately, it doesn't lead to nirvana, but to more law. The law meaning, I order you to take part in the orgy. I order you peer pressure. I order you to do the horn sign if you're going to play heavy metal guitar. I order you to wear that black leather. I order you to wear those Converse tennis shoes. I order you to conform. And that's what the New Age is. And they're... My friend, if you're a free spirit like me, the last thing in the world that you could possibly put up with is any kind of peer pressure. Like, I wouldn't do it with music. If I want to do something in alternative rock or something in electronica or dub or hip-hop or classical or what have you, what it's going to be is original. And I, you know what? Enough of you are saying yes to that nonconformity, you know, yes to that, because I see how many people downloaded. You've blown my bandwidth out several times. Just right on the site, it's heading up to like 2,000 downloads just on Godverse and Wayward Daughter. There's something like 3,000 downloads. Insane. That almost makes me my own indie label. You know, not even, including the fact that Wayward Daughter and others have been played on international pod shows and all that. So someone's responding, but I don't care. It doesn't matter. I got to be led by the Spirit to do a musical piece. I got to be led by the Spirit to prophesy to you. I had to get up at this hour because God had a word for you. He said, I need to get up. And I'm not going to be like going to Bible study because I don't need it. And this, all these people hung up on history, like this has to happen, that has to happen. We have to go defend Israel. All it's going to lead to is becoming a warmonger. And I don't need that. Yeah, yeah, we better bomb Iran and protect Israel. You know, Israel. Now, what is Israel? I can't define that for you, because it couldn't possibly be 1948 Israel, could it? Unless you want to say the Bank of America is Israel. And, you know, the Center for Atheistic Studies is Israel, because that's about the level you'd be on. If you want to say Israel, go ahead. But please, don't bother me with all that. Because you see, the promised land is somewhere I have to get to. I'm not watching it on the news and worried about Israel and worried about this and that. I need to go on the journey. I need to get to my father. I need to get back home. What do you want to distract me with all this garbage for when it's about this process of coming into the, not just the Father's will and all this. These people are insane that use the scriptures to justify bombing people. The Jack Hooks of the world. They're insane. Follow them at your own peril, or all the people on his email list. They're nuts. As soon as absolutely insane. And absolutely following a path to destruction. Even more quickly than somebody just doing drugs and snorting up heavy metal music in L.A., okay? Because they want to bomb Ahmadinejad. They want to bomb Chavez, for God's sake. Or anything like that that they perceive would be a threat to Israel, whatever that is. And what's that got to do with the walk with the Father, with the life, the truth, the way in Christ? Nothing. Not a thing. All of it is outside distraction. And I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm just going through what, I mean, is there anyone else left? You got people like that. Suppose you got the A&L report. You've got, let me just go through the list of all the familiar things. You had the cutting edge isn't there anymore. I mean, that's a subscription thing. You've got Jeff Rentz, another, you know, guy, it's just totally opposite of the spiritual walk. You say, well, he's a New Ager, but, you know, yeah, but I mean, look where is he any different than the Christians? It's the same thing, coast to coast. All of this is designed to keep you in a box. Now, these people may mean well, or Alex Jones, box. You're going to go fight the government. Going to go fight the evil oligarchical government. Listen, what you ought to be fighting is your TV set by turning it off. It's anathema. I've seen enough. I think I've seen quite enough. Thank you very much. I don't see how in my case, I have a big screen TV that we sort of inherited with this place. And, it, you know, it's a blessing when I watch something that's a blessing, but it's definitely a curse when I have to watch something about the world and where I feel the subtle, you know, feelings of being left out and all that. I mean, if you be a lamb, meaning you're a lion in the spirit, you're Elijah. You walk, you're going to be in a cave. Are there any, you're going to have insecurities when you're coming close to the Lord. Are there any more out there, Father? You're going to be like David. Am I going to be persecuted? You're going to let me be wiped out, Father? Oh, how could that person really be spiritual? You really spiritually be going, oh, it's okay. I'm so far beyond it. I'm beyond David. I'm beyond Elijah. Everything has to happen that will. I just rest in the Father. I don't see what all the screaming's about. Oh, I see. In other words, somebody has taken a big old knife and cut your balls off. That's what you're just living in fear and hiding, huh? Ah, and you think you're good? No, you've got to walk your talk. A lot of you that have that attitude, that's not at all what's being talked about here today. No, that's not what's being talked about here today. That is not what is being talked about here today at all. You walk the real walk, you're going to have the whole world on your back. And you're going to feel nuts and crazy. You're going to be down crying. You're going to be wishing for this and that. You may be infirm. You know, you may not be a Madison, a pretty model that winds up in a magazine. It may get a little bit butt ugly. It may get a little bit messy. You're not going to be accepted by the churches. You're not going to be accepted by the organizations of men. You're going to be looked at as a fool and a loser. You're going to be trying to help people and they're going to say, I don't want your help because you're one of them. And only then are you going to start tasting the fruit of the Spirit. And if you're not, and then you're going to doubt yourself because you're still flesh. And you're going to say, Father, have you forsaken me? After so long knowing this God, after so many victories, David would still say this. Well, he must not be as advanced as some of you, huh? Who just bask in the glory and don't worry about anything. You don't go through anything. It's all love, love, love. I'm sorry, but in order to get to the other side, which is what everyone wants, I mean, they want to spill the cup and go to heaven, so to speak. That's their. But then they get thrown out of heaven 10 minutes later, and they got to go spill the cup again. And so they don't have a shortcut, my friends, either on the Spirit or in the world. No, the true God. Yahweh Elohim Jah, the true God, Creator, Father, Yahweh, Yahweh, Yah, the Father, the great Spirit Creator, the one that created out of himself all this so you could live. He knows you, and he's in you, and you're in him. Here's Molly. She definitely has a... Molly, have you got a something going on out there? Hold on, hold on. I know you're anxious. There. Lately, here, I found a number of scorpions in the house. Now, I'm sorry. Yes, I've had a rattlesnake that I'll just be honest with you. I had to battle the rattlesnake in the middle of the night with a broom and get it out of here. And they kept trying to come back on the portal, and I kept sweeping it off. And it kept wanting to come back and, like, get me. It's like revenge, you know. But we prevailed. The snake went away. I didn't kill it because we need the snakes. Oh, my, isn't that something? Yes, I need the snakes. Why? Because they eat the mice and the rats. They would be out of control without the rattlesnakes. You got me? And those are that, and that they can kill you, you know, with diseases or whatever, especially the hantavirus, okay? So there you go. Scorpions, I don't know what purpose they serve, but found a number of them this year, a little baby. So there must be a big mama scorpion somewhere in the shadows in the house here somewhere. And if they sting, we're too far away from any help to probably we'd die. Maybe not, but it's a long way to help from here. I've got some antibiotics. And centipedes. Killed a big centipede, giant. And I've been bit by one of those, and though they're not fatal, they do make you sick for the day. You will feel sick if they bite you. And I feel sorry for them. I tell them, you got to stay out of this house. Snakes, you got to stay out of the house. But they're tempted. They came in because there are mice or a mouse that they will smell with their incredible smell system. Oh, you think a rattlesnake is a lizard? Oh, how about, let me not forget to mention, the Sherry Shriners of the world that are caught up with the whole UFO and Yahweh and this and that, they give it. It's. I consider them to be not even a good set of false teeth. I consider them to be totally false teachers, just hysterical, screwed up people. That screwed up in the sense that they just don't have a clue as to what is going on and what it. You know, people throwing things like Oregon out of their car. And saying they're subduing, they're making the United States good for children. This is unfortunately what like witch doctors would do, things like that, like charms and what are they called? It's just witchcraft. Shriner and others like her, she's just dabbling in witchcraft. And the fact that there are people that give her, support her, I'm not surprised, because people like that sort of thing. They like about, like, there are aliens in the White House. They like, you know, the message that people, that her and others like her, the serpent seed doctrine. A lot of these people are lizards. They like the David Icke, so it ties in with the David Icke sort of New Age coast. They're all trying to be famous. That's her motivation. That's what she wanted. And now she's just become a pathetic cartoon character. Not at all on the spiritual walk. And, you know, oh, isn't there hope for her? No, it's not my concern. It's not my concern if someone wants to go that way. That's their concern. It's, I point it out because, obviously, coming back in the airwaves, I'm going to carry a big baseball bat. Because let me tell you something. No, if it comes across my desk, a person like that, or one of these people teaching a doctrine here or there, I'm sorry, but their names are being named only as a teacher. I don't care. See, I've got no, I'm not even the same room with them. But I just have to vehemently state that don't write me concerning the things that she has to say, or her serpent seed Nazi racist doctrine, or this whole thing about Israel and they're not Jews and Jews and James Lloyd saying he's the real Jew and all that. Don't write me about all that. Because basically, I wipe all that off the slate. That has nothing to do with the walk in Christ. It's got nothing to do. It's just more pollution from wall to wall. I get these newsletters, and I occasionally people will send me an article from a, you know, from one of these people. And it's just, it's the devil's laughing, because it's the gatekeeper who will just say the person that's trying to block you from getting to where the Father wants you, I, Father, I, you. Yeah. Yeah. Greater works you'll do, and even greater. And why hadn't that happened? And I can tell you the answer to that. It has happened. It just doesn't get published. Because the people that go on the spiritual path, they do the works greater than Jesus. They go to and fro. Uh-huh. They don't have any problem. Like, I have no problem. I don't ask people permission to speak. I don't ask people what they think if I'm going to go do a, if I'm inspired. I only do music when I'm inspired. If I'm inspired to go do a piece of music, I don't ask permission to put it up on the web, to give it away to you free. You know why I give it to you for free? It's not because I'm cheap. I'm going to take it all off the net for a while, you know, just take it all down and just say, screw it, because you have to understand something. It's about spirit. It's about destroying that which is built. You must destroy it. It's nothing. Because I am not going to be, you know, I mean, I'm not going to make a living, obviously. I'm not here to compete in the music business, which is just Satan on a stick, as foul a thing as there is. Who wants to be a part of that? No, no, I'm there on iTunes for people if they care. They'll have to go there. And the last album I released, 4 albums under Metaverse. The fourth one called Jam. Ja-M. Jam. And you've heard some of these songs. That has God Verse and all that, but it's all remastered. And you can download for 99 cents a track, which is incredible to me, which would never make me, there's no way to ever make a living on that, but it's globally distributed. I don't distribute on CD. I distribute directly to iTunes, Rhapsody, Tower Records, all that. But who knows me? I can't care. They said, Z, you need to get a web, what is it? I'm sorry, MySpace. There's 100 million people on there. It's like, yeah, I know, but the amount of time spent there having to promote yourself, I have a blog spot if people are interested. I get played on the Podshow Music Network, and there podcasters can play the music, although I take it down. You know, I have it up there, and I take it down, and I distribute it to free to our brethren, many of which are young people that just love music. Obviously, look how many people have downloaded. When you take the amount of people that have downloaded the tracks, I'm already doing better than most indie artists, period. And but better or worse, who cares? What has it got to do? It's just, it can be done, it can be given away, it can be sold, and we'll just have to see what happens. But one thing is for sure, the music and the word and the prophetic walk and all these things are wrapped up together. And they have to be. And yes, as I was developing, there's a lot of things that I've said the last few years, and a lot of things guests have said and people have said they happened, they didn't happen. It really doesn't matter. The realm of prediction and events are going to happen. I went through that and I left that. But I will say this, most things that I predict, just by the way, not God said, but most things I predict actually happen. I have had that gift since childhood. I've always had that gift. I don't use the gift consciously. It's unconscious. It's just part of breathing. You know, most eventually happens. So you can't, you know, the mistake is trying to put a time frame on things, which was prophecy smack and all that. That's something I went through. It was like a stage of development. But I, just like a lot of things, prophecy is going on more now than before. Or prediction smack, we should call it. I call it smack to belittle it, because it's a lesser spiritual walk. Because predicting and going, oh, here it is, folks. Well, so what do you want me to do with the information? They're going to bomb me tomorrow. Okay, so what do you want me to do? Pray to God. Okay, Jesus, I prayed. Okay, now what? Don't keep warning me about me praying. Take care of yourself. Why don't you try it? Or the other attitude is, oh, it doesn't matter, brother, because I'm already just resting in Yahweh, and it doesn't matter. They'll let the world fall, let it go. You know, that's not it either, because then you're not walking the way. Then why should Moses ever report back to God that Pharaoh hardened his heart? Why should he even go through that if God already told him he's going to harden his heart? So why even go back and report it? Why not just kick back and wait for God to do what he's going to do? Like so many of the really anointed, they're so far advanced. And then they're not walking with the Lord. They're completely separate, cut off, spinning around in their own deluded sense of themselves. When actually being babies and unable to handle the real thing. The real thing is, when you see that the sufferings of Christ are really the bliss joy of God. And I don't think there's any greater suffering that a person can go through in their life than being shunned by the world for the reason that they did not conform to the satanic way. And just having to live under that scrutiny of being called a fool and laughed at, as Art Bell said. Art Bell, another very foolish man, very, very, very foolish man who's done a great, great disservice to people. Oh, Art, I still have hope for Art. Yeah, you like him, just like you see the villain J.R. in the old thing, Dallas, right? You don't know about Dallas. He was this old, just satanic guy that kept doing people in, or the series Las Vegas. They do each other in, they give kudos for that. Eventually go, God, I love J.R. Yeah, you love. I got a guy that's writing me right now. He says, he thinks the Skull and Bones are the greatest Americans. He's gone all the way the other way. He's gone all the way to the point where anyone who's waging war and destruction is wonderful. Because he's sick. I know why. Because Skull and Bones is the fastest way. Supporting them and supporting Bush and the war in Iraq is the fastest way to get even with all these assholes who've done you wrong because you're a misfit. So you see, there's that kind of meme. Now that's coming around. You understand? That's the old Nazi thing. Yeah, they'll be the Nazi soldiers maybe 20 years from now, 30 years from now. I won't be here. Actually, I ain't going to die. Never going to die. No worries. Therefore, I can divide the word. I can go speak the word of truth. I can go ahead and say, laugh at me, mock me, scoff at me, give me public scorn. Go ahead. But now, I rejoice, I bask in it, I love it. So I'm ready for the next level. Because I'm not hiding from it, which is the norm of what most Christians do. Christian, forget Christian. What most seekers do, is they hide. Just like the New Agers. The New Agers are all pussies. Unless they, you know, the New Agers are like Adolf Hitler was a New Ager. I mean, they're ultimately Nazis are going to join the side that's going to kill the Yahwehites or whatever. Because they perceive that's the real block because their father is telling them that. Dupes all. But I've seen how people that think they're also saved will write things like Zeph is a New Ager and he's a cult leader and all that. And it's like, you look at that, it's like, okay, so what kind of Kool-Aid have you been drinking? Answer, they're Satanists. They're just nothing but they're dupes. They're like even kicked around by the Satanists. They're like, they're lower than, they've got nothing. And when they go ahead and quote the word, the only thing I do is I take my H and my A button and I put them in big caps and I send an email back that goes, ha ha ha, as if you even know what you're quoting. You don't. Why don't you go learn for, maybe the Bible can help you. But I don't think you really understand what you read, so I don't know what you do. You're just dead. So you spouting off a John 3:16 is only just utterly laughable. Because in the next breath, you're gonna go say that you're gonna be unable to divide the word and unable to see who's who and what's what. Like I said, internet Christendom and internet end times news stuff is just a scam to get your money. That's all it is. It's just a scam and it's a pathetic carnival barking. It's like the UFO convention. It's sad, actually. It's sad. Because I told you, you know, the elites, they already know about UFOs. They already fly around in them. So what's the big mystery? So they're there. So what? You know, on coast to coast, they've been going around for 20 years with the same garbage. UFO this, UFO that. You know, getting nowhere, haven't even staged their own dumb whatever it is. They're a little, we're going to have in 60 days, this is Tom Horn, in 60 days we're going to have Roswell, it's going to be a big disclosure. Who cares, Tom? What in the world does that have to do with anything except, you know, selling a few dumb idiot dupes on the side, some of your dumb books? What point does it have? Nothing. Nothing. It's just living in a fantasy world. And I suggest you and others of your ilk get out of it. Well, there, now we've ripped everyone a new one that's online. And you know what? It just, hey, it is the way it is. This was a real part of the reason that I had to leave, because I was surrounded with this, and I've been through it myself. Prophecy smack, having all these people as guests, you know, and going into it, and I'm being polite, and biting my tongue, though, and realizing something was wrong. Well, I just told you what's wrong. It doesn't lead anywhere. You go in circles that way. Yes, society is evil. Yes, it's corrupt. Next, please. Anyway, and deal with the earthquake readings and preparedness sites. And I mean, I can go on and on and on. So where do I go? It's not that I'm done with these people as guests. I'm challenging them and I'm saying, let's go. If you really want the truth, then let's get on to the truth. In other words, let's come clean about the satanic system and conformity of children into it so they can make a living, which is the norm across the board for all Americans. So that ensures they're going to hell, so what's the point of religion? I mean, I'm not saying they're going to hell, I'm saying in religious terms, in terms of the given culture, Christian, by their own interpretation of the Bible, they're going to hell by their own definition of who they are. And yet they run the religion. So obviously they run the radio shows and the late night this and that, and they want to sell their books. They get their little contract from Zondervan. They do the Nephilim series and they think, oh, look what I'm doing for the Lord. And it's like, okay. They'll be like, I could go do a book on cement. You know, we all know it exists, right? All right, enough. May the Father of all things bless and keep you. May Yeshua HaMashiach liberate you, set you free. May He set you free. Free to go beyond the gatekeeper, which is religion. Free to go beyond the gatekeeper, which is hysterical thinking. Free to go beyond the gatekeeper, which is societal norms. May you be free to walk your talk. This is what you wanted. And all I can tell you is that up ahead, and even now, there is, it is bliss. It is not suffering. There is no suffering up ahead. There is no real Satanism up ahead. All that falls away, and you can be there now. But be prepared to be mysterious, because you will be a mystery, even unto the people that think they know you. They won't make sense to them that you can be so utterly, you know, in your own world, almost like an autistic child. And may that be your blessing.